From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Uganda's civil war, now in its 17th year, has brought economic activity in the north of the country to a standstill. More than a million people in the region have been driven from their homes. Farmers can't tend their fields because of attacks by the rebel Lord's Resistance Army. Truck travel on the main roads, only with military escort. And people there have become dependent on international food aid to survive. One town, Kitgum, near the border with Sudan, has been all but cut off from the rest of Uganda. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
At first, the children playing inside the Catholic mission compound in Kitgum looks like a joyful scene. Young girls are skipping rope in the dirt courtyard. Barefoot boys are playing soccer with a ball they made out of a sock stuffed with a T-shirt. But it's not a joyful scene. These 500 kids live here. Their parents have left them at the mission to try to protect them from the Lord's Resistance Army. In addition to these permanent residents, thousands of local villagers stream into the mission each night out of fear of rebel attacks.
We have 7 of those shelters, which completely get full.
Dr. Lawrence Ojem is the medical superintendent of St. Joseph's Hospital, which is part of the Catholic mission in Kitgum. Ojem says people sleep in every available space on the hospital's grounds.
Later they go to the verandas here, the apron. When it's all full, then they come on the bare ground. This is basically where they sleep. When it rains, they run back to the veranda. You stand. After the rain, you go back. Just get a fairly dry area. You just put something in and you sleep on it. This is basically the picture in this area.
The Lord's Resistance Army regularly stages nighttime raids on the villages surrounding Kitgum. They abduct children to use them as porters, soldiers, and sex slaves. For a decade and a half, the cult-like rebels have looted and killed in this part of Uganda with impunity. Kitgum, historically, was a trading town in the midst of a remote but fertile stretch of the country, but not anymore. Farmers who used to grow cassava, bananas, and local grains have nothing to sell because they're too afraid to venture out into their fields. At the malnutrition unit of St. Joseph's Hospital, Dr. Ojem says there are 138 severely malnourished children in a ward that's only supposed to hold 40 patients.
But you see how severely malnourished is. It's only the head. This is marasmus.
Ojem says it's not only children in the outlying areas who are starving as a result of the war. He has 10 kids in the ward who came from the center of town. The United Nations World Food Program has become one of the main suppliers of food in the region, but the World Food Program only goes in and out of Kitgum with an imposing military escort from the Ugandan army. Emma Naylor, who manages the British relief agency Oxfam's operations in the country, says the level of security needed to travel near Kitgum borders on prohibitive.
When we talk about moving with military escorts in northern Uganda, the large convoys are moving with 130, 150 soldiers, with armoured personnel carriers, with mine-proofed vehicles, with bulletproof glass. This is an extraordinary situation. I've worked in many humanitarian situations around the world, and I think it's fair to say that this is exceptional.
The LRA has never clearly articulated its political aims, except to say it wants to create a government based on the Ten Commandments. In August of this year, the second-in-command of the LRA, Vincent Auti, vowed to kill hundreds of people near Kitgum after his wife left him. Auti said he'd kill 500 people from his wife's village unless she returned. Within days, the entire village of 12,000 people abandoned their homes and moved into a camp they built adjacent to Kitgum. The camp, called Labongo, is a collection of small mud and thatch huts constructed side by side. Filippo Otolano, with the Italian relief agency AVSI, says the people at Labongo are almost completely dependent on international relief aid, and they're in need of the very basics: food, clean drinking water, latrines.
I mean, as you can see around, there are only 40 toilets for a population of 12,000 people.
And even in the camp, people don't feel secure.
We are really very, very afraid.
Pido Dore came to Labongo with 8 other members of her family. Dore, like most of the people in the camp, still goes into the center of town each night to sleep.
We fear sleeping here because the rebels can easily come and attack us during the night time or kill us.
The army claims it's making inroads against the LRA and has managed to destroy some of the rebels' bases in neighboring Sudan. The military presence, however, in Kitgum remains relatively light. The army had been providing 5 soldiers to protect the 12,000 people at Labongo. Recently, after complaints, the army boosted the patrol to 18, but most residents of the camp still sleep each night in town. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.